How do you feel now? Excuse me. I thought of funny thing right now. I feel as if, you know, I don't know how you feel, but I feel as if I I have finished, you know, things in restroom. As I'm pretty old, you know, I go to restroom so often. Even when I was young, I went restroom more than, you know, usual person. I had, I think, some advantage, you know, because of that. When I went to Eheji and sit in Tangaryo for 7 days, I could go to restroom without any guilty conscience, because I had to. I was so happy. To go to the restroom. I think to go to the restroom is something to do, you know, it's a practice. Umman may be the first one to make some connection between our practice and the restroom. What is our practice? Or what is Buddha? Someone asked him. He said, you know, toilet paper. No, not toilet paper. Nowadays it is toilet paper, but he said. Something to scratch your scratch yourself after it. After finishing restroom. That is what he said. And since then, you know, many Zen masters thinking about, you know, practicing on that koan, what is toilet paper? What he meant by it. Anyway, our practice is closely related to our everyday life. Physiologically, it may be to go to, we have to go to restroom. But psychologically, I think we have to practice zazen. In our everyday life, we you know, eat many things, good and bad. Something fancy or something simple. Something tasty or something tasteless, like water. But after having this kind of food in our everyday life, in terms of study, but actually, if you eat, you know, if you study too much without practicing Zazen, thought eventually will become very unhealthy. I think that is at least one reason why we practice Zazen. It is necessary for us to make our mind blank before we study something. It is like, to draw something on white paper. Now, if you don't use clean white paper, you cannot, you know, draw something which you want. Sometimes you may use some colored paper, but colored paper, you know, it's also originally of white paper. So it is necessary for us to go back to our original state. Where we have nothing to see or nothing to think about, then you will understand what you are doing. You know. The more you practice Zazen, I think, the more you will be interested in your everyday life. At the same time, you know, you will find out, you know, what is something necessary and what is not necessary, what part should be corrected. Or what part should be emphasized more. So, by practice, you can organize your life more and at the same time, you will know how to organize your life. For some purpose, we organize our life, but more important thing is to observe our situation clearly, and to observe our situation clearly, we should blank our mind and to start from original starting point. That is, you know, to go to restroom. You know, if you go to restroom and get rid of all, squeeze out all the polluted water, then, you know, you feel good, you know, and you will be encouraged to drink more. And to eat more. But after you eat it, you know, you should go to a restaurant. So all what you eat will be get rid of by going to a restaurant or exhalation and inhaling and exhaling. In this way, you know, actually, we keep alive. Because I feel, you know, I must say something right now. I make it, you know, I make my idea, you know, I put some water in my idea so that I can talk 20 minutes or 30 minutes or more. But actually, I want you, you know, to feel how you feel after Zazen. And, you know, in comparison to your everyday life, how a usual person enjoys their life. The way to enjoy our life is completely, maybe very different. Not completely, but... usually, you know, our culture is based on some gaining idea, you know, to accumulate something. Science, for instance, is accumulation of our knowledge. Modern science, scientists, I don't think it's greater than the scientist in 16th century. But we have, the difference is we accumulated our scientific knowledge and we human being knows how to accumulate it. That is good point. And at the same time, eventually we have some danger to bury it, to be buried underneath the accumulated knowledge. And we have some danger also, you know. Trying to survive without going to restroom. Actually, you know, we are almost underneath. We are hardly swimming in the pond of polluted water and air. We are talking about air pollution, but that is just a picture of human being. Actually, we are hardly, you know, survive in polluted knowledge. So maybe that is okay, you know, if we know, if each one of us know to go to restroom without, you know, attaching to something you have in your body. If you have it in your body, you become attached to it until you get rid of it. Because we think things are yours, you know, ours, we become attached to it. If we think we have everything, we will not be attached to it. Actually, we have everything. Without going to the moon, you know, we have it. To go to, try to go to the moon means, you know, we think the moon is not ours. Our mind, as Buddha told us, is with everything, or everything is our mind. Within our mind, everything exists. If we understand things in that way, then we will understand our activity. When we understand ourselves, we will try to, you know, exchange our property with something else. To study something is to appreciate something, to appreciate something. It's to be detached from things. When we become detached from things, everything will be ours. Our practice is, you know, to obtain this kind of big mind. In other words, to go beyond our each being, including ourselves. And let ourselves work as it work. That is Zazen practice. And when we practice Zazen, we actually clean up various attachments we have. We are very much afraid of, you know, death. But, you know, death is something which should happen to us when we are mature enough. You know. When you are young, maybe, you will be very much afraid of death. And if you die, that is terrible thing. Yeah, it is so, you know. But if I die, it is not so terrible thing. To me, and to you too. Because I am matured enough, you know, to die. So I understand our life, my life, pretty well. And I understood what is human life, you know. What is to live one day, and what is to live 1 year, and what is to live, you know, 60 years or 100 years. So, you, anyway, when you become mature, experience things, or when you eat, you know, many things in this life, I think you will be happy to die, as if you go to a restaurant. Yeah, actually, it happens in that way, you know. Old man of 80 or 90, you know, haven't. Not much, you know, problem, difficulties. Physically, they may suffer, but that suffering is not so big as you see, you know. You know, it is our habit, you know, when we feel uneasy. And from when they are young, they have been, you know, thinking about death, something terrible. So when they are dying, you know, they think it is terrible, but actually it isn't. And there is some limit in our capacity to endure suffering, physical suffering. And mentally, we have no limit of capacity. But we think it is limitless. That is, you know, why we have limitless suffering is because we have limitless desire, you know. So that kind of desire, as Buddha said, create our problem. If you understand our life clearly, actually, there is not much problem in our life. Because we do not sit, you know, and we are creating problem one after another. We are accumulating our problems one after another with limitless desire. So we have hazardless fear. So if we only know how to clear up our mind, we will not have so much problem as usual person would have. But as you go to restroom every day, you know, we have to practice zazen every day. If, you know, zazen practice is just for just to have a good feeling in restroom, it is all right if you go once, you know. But our actual practice or need of practice is much more than that. Not just to attain some freedom from things, but to continue cleaning our mind. That is absolutely necessary. And in monastic life, the most important thing will be, or the most good practice, the best practice will be to clean restroom. So wherever you go, whatever monastery you may go, you will find out someone, some special person who is cleaning restroom always. We do not, you know, clean our restroom just because it is dirty. Whether it is clean or not, you know, we sit clean, you know, disturb. Until you can continue it, you can do it without any idea of, you know, clean or dirty. If so, that is actually, you know, our Zazen practice. To extend our practice to everyday life is maybe difficult, but actually, it is quite simple. It cannot be so difficult. But, you know, as we are lazy, you know, as we don't continue it, that laziness makes it difficult, that's all. That is why we put emphasis on endurance. To continue it. We said there should not be any cessation of practice. Practice should go one after another. Some students who practice very hard, you know, doesn't practice, liable to ignore our everyday life. If someone, you know, attain enlightenment, someone may, you know, ignore our life. I had attained enlightenment under some great Zen master. So, whatever I do, that is okay. I have complete freedom from good and bad. The only, you know, those who do not have enlightenment experience, stick to the idea of good and bad. Saying in that way, they ignore their everyday life. They do not take care of their life. They don't know how to organize their life and what kind of rhythm they should have in their own life. Old man has, an old man has, you know, old man's rhythm of life, way of life. Young man has, you know, one has their own, you know, way of life. How to know the rhythm of their own life is, you know, to understand what they are doing. And if you want to understand what we are doing, it is necessary to see our activity, our life, which clear mind, not mind. Or through Zazen experience. Why I came to America was, you know, I was almost, you know, disgusted with Buddhist life in Japan. You know, I had too many problems. That is maybe why, you know, I came to America. I didn't know that, but I think perhaps that will be the reason. Would be the reason why I came to America. But when I was, you know, in Japan, I didn't practice Zazen as I do here. As a matter of fact. Since I came to America, you know, I don't have same problem, you know, as I had in Japan, but I had very different problem which I had in Japan. I have no time to explain it. Anyway, you know, my mind is like a garbage can. So, you know, even I am in America, which is called free country, you know. My mind is garbage can. Even though I am, you know, I am practicing Zazen with you, I am a Japanese, and I have many Japanese friends there. So I have enough problems which most Japanese people have. In addition to, I have some other problem. So sometimes I, you know, I wonder, you know, what am I doing here, you know. But when I know what I am doing, you know, clearly, without any overestimation or underestimation, very honestly, truly, I have not much, you know, burden in our mind. Especially, doesn't practice has been I think will be the great help, you know. If I haven't had practicing Zazen, you know, I wouldn't have survived in this way, you know. Last year I was pretty weak, you know, but I'm recovering, even little by little. I think that it's merit of Zazen, or because of Zazen, I think I can survive anyway. And, you know, I have no joy of accumulating anything. But I have joy of getting rid of, you know, something dirty. That is, you know, why I can survive in this way. I started my practice when I was pretty young, actually. But the more, actually, I think I started my practice in its true sense after I came to San Francisco. I think you have pretty difficult time with me. I know that, you know. And I'm doing, you know, I'm making you, you know, making your practice difficult. But this kind of effort to understand things from another angle without communicating the people who is brought up quite different cultural background. I think you will understand things more clearly. To understand things just, you know, some certain egoistic, personal, or national viewpoint, it's our weak point. So we cannot develop our culture in its true sense. When our culture came to this point, only way to to make our culture healthy is to participate various cultural activity. Cultural activity of various human beings, then you will understand yourself better, as I understood myself better, you know, Zazen better, since I came to San Francisco. If you understand yourself better and others better, you know, there's not much to study. Just to be yourself, just to be good American is just to be good Japanese, and just to be good Japanese is just to be, you know, to be good American. Because we stick to Japanese way or American way, our mind becomes waste paper basket. I think that is, if you notice this point, I think how important, you will understand how important it is to practice Zazen. Maybe I am forcing you Japanese practice. I know, you know, what I am doing. But there is some reason, you know, why I do this. If you are ready, but fortunately or unfortunately, even though you don't like it, we should go to restaurant, stinky restaurant. I'm so sorry. But I think we have to go to a restaurant anyway. As long as we live. If I am young, you know, I like to sing a Japanese folk song right now. About restaurant. Thank you very much.